March 1946. It's the Fred Allen Show, and as we join proceedings, we hear from Maestro Al Goodman and the orchestra.
Thank you. I am here at the moment. Now, you help thousands of alcoholics with your picture. I want you to help another group.
Oh, what other group?
Candy addicts. I have a picture about these forgotten souls whose lives and careers have been wrecked by candy.
What is the picture like?
Well, it opens with a fanfare.
Up 3rd Avenue, he reeled.
people making way for him when they saw the crazed look in his eyes. At 23rd Street, he found the candy emporium.
Oh, don't rush. Hey, open up. Open up. I want to touch you, roll.
He staggered uptown 34th Street, another candy store.
This one's closed, too. Open up. Open up. Have pity on me.
At 92nd Street, yet another candy store.
Please,
touch your own. Late that afternoon, he arrived in Yonkers. Weakly, he rattled the door of a candy store.
Hey, open up.
A friendly policeman approached him. The policeman said,
"Move along, buddy. Can't you see the store is closed?"
Officer, I've walked 20 miles.
Every candy store in New York is closed.
Of course. Don't you know what day it is?
What day?
It's Fanny Palmer's birthday.
Fanny Palmer's birthday.
Hours later, Don Burnham opened his eyes. He was in a hospital room. A doctor was bending over him. Don said,
"This is Melville, chum. You're in the cardiopathic ward."
"Who are these people?"
"With you, it's Tootsie Roll. With them, it's something else. Look at that one over there."
Psychoanalyzing a patient here.
Yes, doctor.
Peculiar case. Very peculiar. This man has a goat fixation.
A goat fixation?
Yes. He goes around butting people trying to eat tin cans. You just sit down, if you will. I'll finish here with Mr. Bullwinkle.
Yes, doctor.
Now, Mr. Bullwinkle, you must just keep saying to yourself, "I am not a goat. I am not a goat.
I am not a goat. I am not a goat."
Ah, there you are. You're cured.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you.
Goodbye, Mr. Bullwinkle.
Goodbye, doctor.
You sure cured Mr. Bullwinkle, doctor.
Yes, and I'm glad he's gone. He ate the knobs off two doors and a big hole in my ice water cooler. Now, Mr. Allen, what is your problem?
Well, doctor,
I want you just to relax and tell me everything. Now, you look offhand to me like a dementia type, suffering from delusions induced by chronic episodic psychosis. That is, frustrated hiccups.
No, my hiccups are normal, doctor, but I dream.
Ah, you dream. You know, I had a patient once who kept dreaming he was a four-bar rest in a symphony.
A four-bar rest?
Yes, he just lay there and wouldn't move.
But, doctor, when I dream...
You know, I had another patient who kept dreaming his head was an olive. He was always running around at cocktail parties, sticking his head into other people's martinis.
But, doctor...
You know, one time he dreamed he was a stuffed olive and woke up with his tongue hanging out.
Well, doctor, all my life...
Ah, life. You know, life today is too complex. Too many slogans. Look at Does. Does does everything. No wonder we have unemployment. When Does gets through, there's nothing left for anybody to do.
But, doctor, I worry.
Well, everybody worries. People are worrying themselves today to death. They're afraid they won't live long enough to get the money's worth out of these new lifetime fountain pens.
Yes.
You take these new fountain pens that write underwater.
Right.
Look at the trouble people have learning to use them.
Right.
When I saw a man go underwater with one of those pens, he came up twice to ask for help.
And then?
Well, he must have gotten the hang of the thing. He didn't come up again. Well, how long has he been underwater with his pen?
3 weeks. He's either writing a long letter or he's drowned.
But, Doctor, I'm overweight. I have a surplus.
Yes, everything is surplus. Now, you take the Army surplus. You can buy it at Macy's or Gimbel's. Of course, if you want Navy surplus, go to Roseland.
Well, look, Doctor, it seems you can cure the country's ills, but what about mine?
Oh, are you still here?
Well, I'll tell you what, you just keep saying to yourself, I am not a goat. I am not a goat.
Now, wait a minute, Doctor.
That was Mr. Bullwinkle. Mine is the man who ate the water cooler. My name is Alan.
Oh, yes, yes. Now then, let's see. Your problem again was...
When I go to sleep, I dream that I am a needle. One eye open, so I am always half awake.
Ah, preparations to subconscious, Mr. Allen.
Now, you're in
bad shape. You've got to get away from people. Take a vacation. Go up to Maine, to Lost Lake.
Lost Lake is secluded?
Secluded? Why, nobody in Maine even knows where it is.
Is there a hotel there?
No, no hotel. It's primitive. You can dig yourself a cave. You live on nuts and berries. You don't take any camping equipment at all. Just your two bare hands.
Just me and my two bare hands.
And a bottle of citronella.
Citronella? There are mosquitoes at Lost Lake.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Citronella takes care of Mr. Mosquito.
One whiff and his stinger
goes limp. He can't hurt me, huh?
No, sir, when the mosquito attacks you, his stinger buckles under him.
Good. Well, I'm off for Lost Lake, Doctor. I'll run out and get the citronella.
And I'll go with you. There's a sporting goods store next door.
Now, look, Doctor.
You know, at this time of the year, Fred, sporting goods salesmen try to sell you everything. I'm going to protect you.
But all I want is a bottle of citronella.
Sure, a bottle of citronella. That's all. And let me do the talking.
All right, Doctor, let's go. Say, this is some sporting goods store.
Quiet, here comes the salesman.
Ah, sport lovers, what can I do for you?
Give this gentleman 1 10-cent bottle of citronella.
And that's all I want, sir, 1 10-cent bottle of citronella.
Oh, going up to Lost Lake, huh, sir?
Lost Lake?
Doctor, you said nobody knew.
Wait a minute, don't crack, Fred, it's been a leak. Clerk, how do you know about this Lost Lake?
One of our customers, Mr. Bemis, a giant of a man, just got back from Lost Lake.
How does he look?
I don't know, the burial was private.
Mr. Bemis die from?
Starvation.
Doc, you said there were berries and nuts.
Well, I'm sorry, Fred. I forgot about the locusts. The locusts swarm in every 17 years and clean out everything. This must be the 17th year.
If Mr. Bemis had taken one of our Jim Dandy fishing rods, he'd still be alive and a charged customer today.
That's right, Fred. Lost Lake is full of trout. They bite so fast, you have to hide behind a tree to bait the hook. I'll tell you, Fred, you better take it. He's right. You'd better take one of those Jim Dandy fishing rods.
Well, all right. I'll take one.
Clerk, with a citronella, wrap up a fishing rod.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. This Jim Dandy fishing rod is part of a set. It comes with trout flies, 6 miles of line, a fluid drive reel, and self-frying frying pans complete with hip boots, only $10.50.
All right, we'll take a set.
Now, wait a minute, Doctor.
Well, you can't eat locusts, Fred.
But what do I need with hip boots?
Oh, I see your point there. That's right. Hip boots are not going to help you with those 20-foot water holes at Lost Lake.
24 feet?
Yes, sir. What you need is a boat.
A boat, sport lovers. Have you seen our all-purpose cast-iron canoe? The Spruce Queen? Complete with corduroy paddle, $39.75.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. How can I paddle a cast-iron canoe with a corduroy paddle?
You're right. Yes, sir. You're right, Fred, about that. Those canoe paddles give your hands blisters. Why, a friend of mine paddled a canoe. When he got back, he had blisters so big his hands looked like a couple of water wings hanging out of his sleeves. What you want, Fred, is an outboard motor.
One outboard motor coming up.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, clerk. Now, look, Doctor. You said all I needed to go to Lost Lake was 10 cents worth of citronella.
Yeah, but you're all set now, Fred. We'll get you a little piece of rope to tie up your canoe.
Rope? That's our camping department. Miss Entwistle?
Come on, Mr. Heffelfinger. Which one of you gents is looking for a tent?
What tent? I'm sleeping in a cave.
That I can see, but what about your canoe here?
Wait a minute. Listen, miss. All my friend here wants...
You leave an iron canoe outside, it'll get wet and rust.
Wait, that is bad, Fred. Yes, paddling a rusty canoe around Lost Lake.
You'll pollute the water. Yeah. The fish will die. You've got to get something to cover the canoe.
How about a Hiawatha waterproof canoe tent?
No, no.
We'll take it.
You can't buy the tent alone.
Why not?
Well, it's part of the park and it's the looks collapsible rubber camper's apartment. It comes with two rubber master bedrooms, a duplex kitchenette, a sunken rumpus room, and a rubber quonset hut for the maid.
What do I need with six collapsible rubber rooms?
Wait a minute. My friend's right, miss. It'll take him all summer to blow him up. Not only that, he'll come back winded. He'll come back winded. He'll have athlete's lip.
But you can blow the whole thing up in 30 seconds.
How?
This 200 horsepower diesel pump goes with it. Complete item is $300.
A diesel pump? Now, look, Doctor.
Ben, your troubles are over. Have a happy vacation and send me a postcard from me.
Oh, you're going to Maine, gentlemen? We got an advisor on Maine. Mr. Bellwether.
Well, sport lovers, what part of Maine are you going to?
My friend here is going to Lost Lake.
Lost Lake.
He's got to have absolute quiet.
Oh, that's too bad.
Too bad? Why?
It's too quiet at Lost Lake. People go crazy.
Yes, sir. I remember now. I've heard that, Fred. It's so quiet, you can hear a worm turning over in a rotten apple 2 miles away.
Yes. If you want to keep from going mad at Lost Lake, you'd better bring your own noise.
What noise?
Well, you can take this horn.
Ah, that's just what you need, Fred. What is this horn, mister?
It's a moose call. There's only one catch.
One catch?
There are no moose at Lost Lake.
Well, with no moose, what good is a horn?
For $10 a day, brindle moose, you can take along. He's, pardon me, tent broken.
Everything perfect, Fred. If you're getting a moose call, you might as well have a moose to go with it.
Well, how do I get to Lost Lake?
Follow this moose. There's only one way to get there. Chief Flying Deer.
Ugh.
Who is this?
Orson Welles. Flying Deer is your Indian guide.
Ugh. Salary $40.
Union scale.
Now, look, wait a minute. Oh, you need a guide, Fred. It's easy to get lost in Maine. Why, that's what split up Rand and McNally. Rand went to Lost Lake and McNally couldn't find him. Fred, you're all set.
Now, wait, Doc. I came in here to get a 10-cent bottle of citronella. Now I own a fishing set, a cast iron canoe, an outboard motor, a collapsible rubber village, a diesel pump, a moose, and an Indian guide. Where can I carry all this stuff?
That's no problem. Mr. Honeylips. Mr.
Honeylips. Yes, Mr. Bellwether. All sports lovers, lucky, lucky you.
Lucky me what?
I have the only thing that will hold all of your equipment, an LST landing bar.
A landing?
Government surplus. It's going at half price.
$5,000. $5,000?
It's the only one left.
Well, who can run a landing bar?
You don't have to. It comes with a crew of 8 Marines.
What can I do with 8 guys?
Well, with you there, there'll be 9. You can start a baseball team. You can be the captain.
A baseball team, you need suits. The Crowley. Cancel Joe DiMaggio baseball outfit.
A Joe DiMaggio baseball outfit. Now, look,
Brad, wait a minute. You can't have 8 guys hanging around Lost Lake doing nothing.
Here's a baseball outfit, Mr. Honeylips.
Good. Slip on this chest protector for start.
Now, wait a minute. Take that thing off my head. That mask. What are you doing here? What are you trying to do?
There you are. You're a baseball player.
Yes, sir. He's right, Fred. With that chest protector, those shin guards, that mask, catcher's mitt, why, you look like Bill Dickens.
Perdón, mi amigo. I come to Senor Hernandez.
Senor Hernandez. I'm Dr. Rockwood.
Doc, who is this guy with the sideburns and the sombrero?
Wait a minute, I'll find out. Senor.
Pues, por todos, pues, bueno, corrígame.
Senor, be over, shut your usted, Lamo.
Vuelte, borracho. Okay.
Doc, what is he saying?
Fred, you're all set.
Good. When do I start for Maine?
Maine? You're not going to Maine.
Doc, don't tell me this guy Hernandez.
Yes, sir. He saw you in your baseball outfit.
You mean?
Yes, sir. Tomorrow you start playing with the Mexican League.
Adios.